Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
This is your boy Chuck coming to you live from Chuck's World Class Barbershop and Salon. This is being brought to you from the Caveman Radio Show with your boy T from WeTalkRadio.com.
I'm searching, hoping I can find some help to cope with mental health. I don't fuck with niggas, I'm too focused on the check. God first, family second, and that other shit, that's me. If you can't stand the heat, get out the motherfucking kitchen. I stood in the bitch until I finally got the recipe. Laws of attraction, stay speaking to a distance. You are what you eat, and I'm just out here trying to plan to see.
No, they don't know what I've been through. I believe none of what I hear and half of what I see.
One thing I ain't had to learn,
show.
Niggas ain't as real as they say.
They
focus on the grind,
focus.
And go hard every day. Hey, I gotta make a way.
You don't know me, you don't know me. Tell the truth when the last time you saw me. You don't know me, you don't know me. All the talking like you working for the police. You don't know me, you don't know me. You know so much, you tell me this. How many kids I got? What kind of car drives this? You niggas seem to know it all, yeah. You don't know me. 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 Bitch, you know so much, tell me this. I mean, the kids I got, what kind of car drives this? You niggas seem to know it all, yeah.
I bet they didn't tell you that I'm enrolled in college. I bet they didn't tell you that I see wisdom and knowledge. I bet they didn't tell you that I'm learning to persevere. I bet they didn't tell you I ain't been locked up in 2 years. I bet they didn't tell you that I'm trying to leave hoes alone. Hoes ain't this shit for me, but always break up a happy home. And I ain't never got shit to say until they catch a nigga down. But the funny part about it is they won't say it when I'm around. No.
I know. Yo, what's up? This your boy Mo3 repping from the bottom productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
That's right, that's right. Oh my goodness, welcome, welcome, welcome back. Listen, this is the Cave Radio Show with your boy T Smiley, right here on a Saturday morning. Listen, we are back in action. We are back in action. Listen, it's been a while, man. It's been a while being here on the Cave Radio Show. Listen, we took took some much needed time off. You know, just been working, man. Just been trying to, you know, just been trying to make ends meet. You know how it is. Sometimes when you gotta put some things down for a minute, just to, you know, take care of some business. You know what I mean? So, again, I'm happy to be here. Thanks everybody. Thank you to everybody that's tuning in this morning. To hear your boy T Smiley, man, it's great. I'm glad to be back. Listen, man, it's been an incredible couple, about a month or two. Just being able to, you know, work and get things done, man. I'm excited to be in here. I also have in the studio with me Miss Kia D. Miss Kia D done came through on the Cave Radio Show.
That's right. Holding it down. Thank you, T Smiley, for doing what you do every single Saturday morning. That's right. It's your girl, Kia D. I am host of the Kia D Unplugged Show and the After the Lights Go Out Radio Show that airs every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't forget to check those shows out. But while you are here with us hanging out, let me tell you about this show. This is the Cave Radio Show, held down by my main man, T Smiley, my fiance, the incredible. He's so amazing. That's right. And every single Saturday, you will enjoy him with incredible topics and news and hit songs by some of his favorite artists, some of his friends, and the list goes on and on. So check him out every single Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. You will enjoy the Cave Radio Show. Become a part of the family, and you can become a caveman too. Today, on today's show, T. Smiley, you want to tell him about that very special guest? Listen, this is an epic day today. Special guest coming up. Who you got?
Yes, special guest today. Special guest today, man. Wow. Been doing this for a while. She's been in the game for quite a long time. And so today we will be interviewing a lady by the name of Mickey Howard. Mickey Howard, she is a well-known gospel singer. And she is from the Chicago area, born and raised Chicago, Illinois. And she is definitely a powerhouse. She was a member of the Caravans, a group that would eventually be inducted into the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And she is, you know, she is amazing. So we will be sitting down with her, talking with her. She's going to be letting us know about her project, her work, her career, how she got started, things of that. So you guys don't go nowhere. You'll stay with us. We're going to be talking again with Mickey Howard, and she's going to give us some information on her and probably some, I say probably, but I guarantee you she's going to give somebody encouraging word on today as she talked about her journey through life. And so we will be speaking with her. So y'all don't want to miss it, man. It's going to be good. What we do here, we do interviews. We talk to people. We get them to we play the music. You know, we do all those things here, right here on We Talk Radio Network. So our motto is we talk, we listen, we take action. So that's what we're going to do. That's what we do. And so y'all don't go anywhere. What I'm going to do now, what I want to do is I want to play a couple more songs. I'm going to play a couple songs here. And then when we get back, probably from about maybe one song or two songs, we'll come back and get ready to have that conversation, all right? So don't y'all go anywhere. Y'all stay tuned. Rock out with me. Vibe with me. Let's listen to some music. Some of this music y'all probably haven't heard because, you know, again, you know, some of this music is new music. Some of this music is from right here in the DFW area. So we want y'all to enjoy the songs and come back with us as we get in these topics and as we talk and have these interviews. So y'all don't go nowhere. This T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. We will be right back, all right?
Exactly.
Yeah. We gon' call this shit H2O.
Stop moving.
Flow like water, nigga. Yeah. Move, nigga. Not an average Joe. Clear as H2O. Oh. Kill beats and I drill a soul. Lover, drill it slow. Yeah. Who above me? Only God. But I swear to God, I feel like rap guys. I'm a salmon plate. Niggas fry cod. I've been nice and spraying. can survive on my young vibe. I've been like this, nah, I ain't gon' talk about that. The flow sound like a nigga got 200 plaques. Always talk about my flows, I can't rap about cap. Almost drowned a little mama, ooh, she stay with that wild. Pussy like a submission, now I'm drinking that tap. Move 3, how you living, where you at on the map? I move around, probably in your bitch style. I get down like grandmas when they chef in the kitchen. This quarter sack like baseballs, won't see where I'm pitching. Every time I went broke, it was on me to fix it. I beat the beat up, give it more kicks than hibbits. More spins than fridges, big headed like midgets. Fingernail dirty, but I still hoard a acrylic. Stay higher than buildings, having vision about millions. Keep betting on me. We was down, we doing better, sexual healing. No Jada, she sneaky, so you know that I'm willing. Murder beats, I be killing. Wardrobe, I'm chilling. COG, sweat, mesh with net jersey, the smoothest. Stacey Dash, Brody Clueless, he ain't know that I do this. Used to be a hooper in my rap shoes, and they do fit. Vocals on sick when I spit sniffing mucus. You don't know about Marcus. Ignition, I start this. H2O, soldier boy, she thirsty, and she full of gold. Bitch need H2O, jump into my ride, jump like H2O, jump between my thighs. Her spot on H2O, fuck a hater, I swear I hate you, bro. Play a player, I bet you won't play no more. Match one with more, nigga, I'm matching O's. Match one with more, nigga, I'm matching O's.
Take my heart, but you got it on lock. You fucked up, baby. So fucked up, girl.
I believed your lies, thought your heart was true. Where was your heart last night when I needed you? Love should've brought at home last night. You should've been with me, baby. Don't be mad if your man isn't home tonight. You should've brought that ass home to me last night. Know you wanna do this, take it from the top, top, top. Thought a nigga could trust you, but obviously not, not, not. Yeah, you wrote changing stories, but baby, just stop. I'm fucked up, baby. I'm fucked up, girl. I believed your lies. Thought your heart was true. Where was your heart that night when I needed you? Love should've brought at home last night. You should've been with me, babe, holding me tight. Don't be mad if your man isn't home tonight. You should've brought that ass home.
thought you would have my back. Why you do me like that?
Like that.
Did I ever break your back?
Ooh,
I should've brought.
Last night, you hurt me. Why did you deserve me?
Why
did you? You know me. My lover, my homie.
Yeah.
Last night, you hurt me. Why did you deserve me?
Shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. Using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently, we are streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We have something for everyone. Tune in at WeTalkRadio.com.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Mood 3 repping Front and the Bottom Productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. It's your boy T Smiley. Listen, I hope y'all had a good time listening to that music, man. Listen, I wanted to play a little mix. You know what I mean? So I hope everybody is having a good Saturday morning. Tuned in, riding, whatever y'all doing on a Saturday morning, man. If you ain't doing nothing but just chilling in the house, listen. Just chilling in the house, man. Listen, I think we've got past the triple digits down here in the Dallas area, in the DFW area, man. It's been hot. It's been hot for the past couple of weeks. Record-breaking temperatures. I mean, it's just been crazy. We didn't have fire. We didn't have all that. When I say fire, I'm talking about, like, you know, just the smallest thing sparks fires and causing fires. I think we had like a couple of houses, maybe 9 houses somewhere in the area down here where it caught fire. When a lawnmower hit a rock, it sparked a flame, and then it caused some houses to get burned. But listen. All through that, man, listen, I think the heat is actually gone, and we're getting ready to have some rain, some much-needed rain. I mean, it's supposed to rain all this week starting tomorrow. So bring on the rain. It's much needed, much appreciated. And, yeah, Miss Kid D, how you feel about those temperatures going down in the rain?
Listen, I'm excited because I don't have to be in the heat anymore. It's about to cool down. And it's been hot this summer. I don't know if y'all know, but at the beginning of the summer, my AC went out. T. Smiley's AC went out in his car. My AC went out in my car. So, we're, of course, trying to find somebody to fix it at a reasonable price, getting through all of that. Like, a couple of weeks later, we had been riding around in 100-and-something degree heat just trying to, and it was unbearable. So, I am excited that, one, we got AC. Two, the heat is leaving because one of my favorite seasons is fall. I love the dew in the morning, you know, all that good stuff. So it smells lovely and clean. It's just fresh outside. I'm a morning person, if you didn't know that, T. Smiley.
Yes, I definitely know she's a morning person. She gets up, I think, before
the
rooster's crow. She's up in the morning, you know, and having the same energy at like 5-6 o'clock in the morning, maybe 6 o'clock. I ain't gonna say five. Man, about 6 in the morning, and then I'm just looking like, man, like, listen, man, I'm still asleep, man. Give me a couple more hours. I gotta wake up. But nah, for real though, with this heat stuff, man, I'm thankful at the fact that yes, we did get our AC fixed. But at one point, yes, we were riding around one day, and it was 100, maybe 106 outside. But in the car, it said it was about 111. And we were driving, and all the windows down. That didn't do no justice, those of y'all that know. Even though you're riding around with the windows down in triple digits, it's like, you know, being in the oven, you know what I mean? So I think one day we were driving one day, and I look over at Miss Kid D, and she was about to pass out. And I was like, you know what? Nah, we're not going nowhere. We're not doing nothing. We finna go try to get this AC fixed. We had to find somebody, and thank the Lord we found somebody. She got hers done first, of course. Guys, you know, if both of the cars messed up, listen, we got to suffer a little bit just for them to be comfortable, you know what I'm saying? I know we want the AC as much as our ladies do, but listen, we know how to survive a little bit more than the ladies. Miss Kid, what you got to say about that?
Let me say this. That was a straight man move right there. Shout out to the men, the cave men, who do the right thing for their ladies. You know, no shade on nobody else, and everybody got a learning curve to get through. Once you get through that learning curve, if you ain't learned your woman and how to take care of your woman like a man should, that's on you. There is a learning curve, okay? Because everybody doesn't have, you know, fathers and mothers that raise them and show them how to do those things. Give people the benefit of the doubt. I was blessed enough to have a fiance, a boyfriend, then a fiance, finna be a husband who knows exactly what to do, you know, and how to treat a lady. You know, he learned specifically from his beautiful mother and grandma, his beautiful sister, his dad, all his family kind of came together, his uncles, aunts, they all came together to make sure that he had the tools that he needed to survive and make sure his beautiful daughters and what his wife and his family, I'm telling you, they survive and thrive in life. Shout out to your family. Shout out to you. Because you couldn't do it alone, you know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of people out there that don't know. So a big shout-out to the Cave Radio Show that continues to show me and, you know, how to push forward and be good people for their woman. That's important because happy wife, happy
life. Happy life, happy wife, happy life. Listen, I wanted to throw this in there. If you guys are listening in and tuning in or trying to, you know, talk about something on the radio, if you even want to chime in and talk about this right here, I know we were going in a different direction, but listen, sometimes, you know, you gotta put a little nugget out there. And so the call-in number, if you want to call in and talk to Mr. T. Smiley or Ms. Kia D, the call-in number is 563-999-3456. Again, that call-in number is 563-999-3456. Call in. Chime in. You can talk to me. You can talk to Ms. Kia D. We're here, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do. Like I said, we talk, we listen, and we take action. So you guys call in if you want to call in and talk to us. Even if you want to send a – if you don't want to call and talk to us, you can send an email. You can send a comment or whatever. If you go to www.wetalkradio.com, you can put in – you can type us, you can chat with us there, and we can see that and talk about it. But, again, yes – you know, it's all about doing the right thing. You know what I mean? Being in this heat, you know, you got to take care. You got to take care of the family. However, you got to do that. You know, however that may look, you got to do that. You know what I'm saying? So, again, today we were going to talk to Miss Mickey Howard. Miss Mickey Howard, again, she was she's a gospel artist from Chicago, Illinois, and she's a like I said, she's a gospel singer, and she was a member of the Caravans. I know that may sound like, what, a caravan? But, you know, if you, all y'all that know gospel, man, you know, the Caravans was very, very, very popular. I think that was before my time. that was well before my time. I ain't going to say that. I think that's well before my time. But guess what? Going to church and being a part of church and being a musician, you definitely got to hear. You definitely listen to music. Sometimes people want to get out and sing some of those old songs. And so, you know, you have to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Ms. Howard. She was unable to be with us today, but guess what? It's all right. We're going to get her back on. It might not be the Cave Radio Show she gets on. It might be Monday night with Kia D Unplugged or Wednesday night after the lights go out. You never know. But we're going to get her back on. We're going to get it back on. No worries. No need to fret. You guys will definitely be able to hear her and hear her words, or whatever as she come on and speak with us. But since that's not going on, you know, school started back. School started back. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. School started back. You know, our kids.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah, I say that. Thank the Lord. The kids done started back in school. You know, they definitely had, what, 97 days of summer?
I'm mad that you know exactly how many days ago.
97 days of summer. Summer is over. back in school. Listen, shout out to all the kids back in school, man. I feel your pain. I remember when I was in school, you know, getting out for the summertime, man, and just, you know, some people had summer programs to go to. Some people had, you know, family to go to out of town, things, you know, just stuff, man. And, you know, I remember those days, you know what I'm saying? I love being out of school in the summertime because, you know, it was like, yeah, that was the time where you can stay woke all night, you know what I'm saying? You can play video games or whatever the case may be up all night, whatever, go to sleep whenever you want to. But if you had a mom and a dad like mine, you know, those were short-lived. You know, you got to get up and do something. You ain't going to be just staying up in the house. Don't be staying up in the house all day. You got to get out and go, look, get a job. If you ain't old enough to get a job, I think it's work around the house. I know I had to cut grass and all that. That's, I ain't going to say it sucked, but you know, it helped me to have a work ethic of, you know, if you want something, you know, and you can't ask your mama or your daddy, you know, when you reach that certain age of you old enough to get out there and get the job, make your own money so you can do what you want to do, you know what I'm saying? Like it helped me, you know what I'm saying? It helped me have this work ethic as I do today, of just, you know, working, trying to be able to take care of things. But, you know, again, glad that the kids are back in school. You know, I know it's probably tough going back to school, being in this whole pandemic and stuff. And, you know, some kids is new to going to school because, over the past year, maybe 2 years, you know, when the pandemic started with this coronavirus, most kids was going virtual, and that was hard. That was hard enough, you know what I'm saying? So adjusting to being in public school, going to school every day, to actually being at home and in front of a computer, and that concentration and focus that you would have at school is really not there, because you're in the comfort of your own home and you're able to lay down and go to sleep. You're able to turn your camera off if the teacher ain't paying attention or whatever the case may be. But now they're back in school, like actually back in classes. And, you know, it could be a challenge to some to actually not even be able to you know, have that experience of virtual, and they're just going to school for the first time. So don't worry, guys. Y'all can do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's you know, just make sure you wash your hands. Make sure you, I don't know if they still wearing masks in school, but wear your mask. Just be safe out there. I mean, we've had this whole summertime for parents to probably, you know, educate and reteach the kids, you know, hey, you're going back to school, so you got to do this, you got to do that. So it's very important, you know, very important. Again, I'm excited that they're back in school. I know mine, you know, I talk to them every day when they get out of school, and they're telling me, oh, yes, I made sure I did this, I made sure I did that, you know what I'm saying? And it's a good thing. Good thing to know that they're comfortable enough to go back to school, and they're well aware of the things that they have to do to stay safe in the school districts. Shout out to the teachers, man. I know they probably was like, just give me a couple more days, couple more weeks. But shout out to the teachers that are sacrificing, teaching the kids, and, you know, just being there for them. Ms. Kia D.
You know, you mentioned a couple things, and one of the major things I wanted to mention was, yeah, it's hard, especially with kids right now that are coming, that were in pre-K, you know, when they started through the pandemic, they, you know, going into second and third grade now, you know, really going back into the classroom. I think they really kind of went back in last year. This is a new year where they went back into the classroom. Some people graduated in a pandemic, you know what I'm saying? Now they're going into college, you know, in a pandemic and with monkeypox and other stuff now. So I remember back in the day we had to worry about, was it tuberculosis? What's that thing that, not tuberculosis, hepatitis or something? No, it wasn't hepatitis. It was something. It was going around all the college campuses and eating away at the brain, and folks was in the hospital, and we were scared to kiss and touch and hug and everything else. Didn't stand that. Meningitis. It was meningitis. And people were getting it left and right in college. You know, it was like, what is happening? You know, now we got to worry about COVID and monkeypox and all this other stuff, and they just trying to graduate. They just want to get a degree, so or a high school diploma. So it's difficult right now for them. Keep them in your prayers. Keep these teachers in your prayers. You know, they've got a huge shortage right now. We were in a meeting the other day, and they talked about they needed 26 teachers just at one campus. One campus. They need 26 teachers. And what did they say they needed? A warm body. They were like, listen, at this point, we'll take anybody. We just need a warm body. So they just need warm bodies. Like, where are we at with our educational system where we need warm bodies? And on top of that, why is it that we can't get good teachers? Why not get good teachers? We can get good teachers. Well, why we can't get them to stick, right? This is salary. They're not paying people nothing. They're not paying nobody nothing. Trust me, I'm an educator. I got a degree in education. I know exactly what time it is. They're not paying people enough money. After this, I want to talk about R. Kelly.
But about that teacher thing, you know, yes, they're not paying enough. One thing I said, we were on your show this past Wednesday after the lights go out. We were talking about this, and I was like, man, I was driving by the schools, and I was seeing the little signs out there in the yard that was saying, now hiring school bus drivers, $21 an hour, paid training. And I was like, oh, yes. You know, if I had the patience is key. If I had the patience, that $21 an hour sound good. You know, I drive a school bus. I don't mind driving a school bus. But then, yeah, it sounds real good. But then we start talking about the behavior of the kids and some of the conversations and some of the way they be talking to the bus drivers. And I was like, yeah, no, nah, you know, I might have to, you know, keep it rolling, not doing that.
Because if I was one of those bus drivers, trust me, I'm going to use my elbow as that kid getting off the bus. Don't talk crazy to me. I'm going to get your elbow, trust me. Yeah. So I definitely don't need to be behind the school bus.
Yeah, I'll probably catch a case, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just being honest. I might be done caught a case because, you know, people talking crazy to you, you can only allow so much. But at the same time, you know, these are kids, you know what I'm saying? And so power to the school bus drivers that's out there in the thicket of it and dealing with some rowdy kids, you know what I'm saying? They get out of school, they ready to get home. You know what I'm saying? They ain't trying to listen to nobody tell them nothing until they get home and they gotta listen to their parents. And so
while they on that bus, they grown.
Yeah, on that bus they grown, they say whatever, they do whatever. And it, you know, it's tough, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to the school bus drivers out there that's dealing with all that. You might not be dealing with all that. You might be one of those real good school bus drivers that the kids love and, you know, they bring you gifts on the bus. That's ideal. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I did that, when I was on the school bus. I think I was probably one of them kids that was like, yeah, man, just get me home, dog. Just get me home.
Are you sure, bad boy? Because remember, didn't they call you?
Yeah, they called me bad boy.
Right.
That was part of the reason.
On the school bus.
On the school bus, yeah.
Right. So you mean to tell me bad boy was acting good on the school bus?
Yeah, that probably was like,
yeah,
maybe, you know, once every quarter. I don't know. Maybe once every quarter, two quarter. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
One day you're going to have to tell us the real reason why they call you bad boy.
Because I was bad. I mean, that's bad boy. What that mean? You just bad. Just bad. Into any and everything. Staying in and everything. Doing any and everything. Getting in trouble. Just bad. You know what I mean? But one thing that you talked about, that you said that you wanted to talk about. Got to clear my throat on that. One thing you said you wanted to talk about, Mr. Aura Kelly.
I want a cookie. Give me a cookie. Have you seen that song he do where it's I want a cookie?
No.
He was asking his friends to go. He must have, you know, he don't go in the store, right? Sometimes, you know, he don't want people to see him. So he told his crew, go in the store and buy me some cookies. And they all came out. They was like, ain't no cookies in there. He said, man, I just want some cookies. He said, man, they ain't got his friends. They were, you know, they were like, wait, there ain't no cookies in there. What you mean it ain't no cookies in there? They were like, it ain't no cookies. I just want a cookie. And he started singing, I just want a cookie. Hilarious. The man can really sing.
The man,
I will not support his music anymore. I just will say that. I already tried my best to disassociate myself from 12 Play and Bump and Grind and all that stuff. It is hard because those are classics. Although the man is a pedo, seriously.
Yeah, he's a pedo, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't going to say it sucks. I'm not going to say it sucks for him.
Oh.
Because.
Baby, clean it up.
No. Listen, this man has came up and wrote some songs and did some things, man. Growing up, we all thought R. Kelly was true. You know what I'm saying? Like, this Negro can sing. This dude was so bad, he started singing about a song about being in the closet. What the hell? I'm in the closet?
In the closet.
Coming out the closet? That used to be my jam. You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude had chapters. You know what I'm saying? Like, chapter one. You know what I'm saying? I was ready for it. Give me chapter 2, 3, or 4, but now I'm just like, man, it seems like to me, and this is just me, my own opinion, y'all can chime in and say what you want to say, but it seems like almost every song, now that you think about it, had some kind of way of him telling on himself, if I should say that, if that makes any sense, you know, it was crazy, man. Like, but now this guy, you know, he's locked up. He's in jail. He got what, 30 years? 30 years, and he's still trying to fight it. And it's like, bro, you got so much, like, what do you call it? You got so much stuff on you to the point where it's like, bro, you can't deny this. You can't put this down. You know what I mean? So,
you're right. He can't put this down. And on top of that, you know, in 2018, there was a case of a young lady where he was in a video allegedly with this young lady, right? And the young lady denied it and said it wasn't her. Excuse me. They also denied it and said it wasn't him. Excuse me. So it was a lot with that whole little situation. And come to find out, the young lady, who's now a grown woman, I think she's 24 or something like that, came out and said, yes, it was me. Yes, it was R. Kelly that was in that video. Back in 2018, yes, I was a minor. Yes, he started having sex with me when I was 14 years old. Wow. He groomed me. He started touching my breasts, and then he just kind of went from there when I was 14 years old. But it started when I was 14. And this was Sparkle's niece. Sparkle introduced her family to R. Kelly, her sister, brother-in-law, niece, to R. Kelly, because she wanted, and some other family members, because, you know, at that time, R. Kelly had his own record company, and he was saying he wanted to, you know, he was looking for all these artists. And so Sparkle was like, man, my niece can sing, my brother-in-law, or brother, whatever it is, he can play, so on and so forth. So she hooked up, you know, the whole family with R. Kelly, not realizing that R. Kelly was behind the scenes doing, you know, nasty things with her niece. So, you know, she's really upset behind the whole thing. Has tried to clear her name to say, you know, I had absolutely nothing to do with the setting up of this situation where my niece is, you know, was exposed to this individual. I didn't do it on purpose. I did have something to do with setting them up, but I did not do it with the purpose of, you know, her sleeping with R. Kelly. So she's really hurt because that's the language and the lingo that's actually out there right now. And that's actually what the young lady who is saying, she's actually saying, yeah, my aunt Sparkle is the one who put all this together. So Sparkle's ticked off about it. R. Kelly's still in jail. Yes, they did confiscate his money. Remember, we talked about that, I think, on Monday or Wednesday night. They shut down his account because he owed some court fees. So they shut down his commissary money, and so he couldn't use his commissary money and all that good stuff. So, you know, now he's looking like he's broke, just like everybody else who lives paycheck to paycheck. Ah, so sorry for you, Kelly Welly.
I wonder if he's in jail right now, like, singing to people to get him some coming.
I guarantee he's probably singing all kind of what you call those telegrams for his friends. Heck yeah, to make some extra money. Yeah, put me on the phone with your girl, dog. I'll sing that song. Which one we're singing? 12 play. I sing right to hell. I'm playing. Like, they all on the prison phone. Doing telegrams, all that. I guarantee.
Yeah, one guy got his daughter on the phone, and had R. Kelly to sing Happy Birthday or something to her. I think it was Happy Birthday. So.
And when you in prison and you got a celebrity like R. Kelly with you, come on, man, that's classic. So for them, they not thinking about the fact that yeah, he was with these young girls. Yeah. They like, oh man, it's R. Kelly in here, man. It's Kels, man. It's Kels here with the prison with us, man. They feel like they popular. You know what I'm saying? So the mentality, you know, it got to change because that's wrong. I ain't saying y'all need to beat his behind while he up in there, but I am saying the mentality has to change. We shouldn't be praising this young man for the reason why he's in here. You know what I mean? Like, real talk. I do have that I want a cookie situation. I'm going to play that right now. Y'all take a listen. This is R. Kelly. Told his homeboys to go in the store and get them, and this is what happened. So play it for you.
They got no cookies in there?
They got
nothing. Got none, dog. Something like that.
I want a cookie. You see what I'm saying? This dude can make anything sound good,
listen,
man.
Listen.
I'm on a cookie.
You make anything good. I want a cookie. Yeah. I am not promoting R. Kelly. I just thought that was hilarious. Seriously, because the man really can't sing. But you got a lot of people who can sing to the criminals. That don't mean anything. We shouldn't be praising people for their, you know, crimes, and we're not. But the man really is talented. He really is talented. I hope he can get his life together. Really, he ain't got no choice while he in prison, because he ain't going to be able to molest no young girls while he inside of prison. On top of that, it has been proven that he married Aaliyah when she was a minor. So the man is a proven petty, period, point blank. He had a young girl on video, and I'm sure she's not the only young girl that has been on video with R. Kelly, period, point blank. That was just the one that was exposed. That was the tape that was exposed. Somebody was sick of it, and they exposed R. Kelly. I wonder who that was. It'd be interesting to know. They probably know their life on the line, so they sitting back quiet somewhere. I don't blame them.
Man, this is crazy, man. I'm sitting here thinking, you know, we R. Kelly fans, you know, in the day he had some songs that even came in the church, which kind of tripped me out, you know.
I believe I can fly. Yep.
Yeah, I can fly. Uh-huh.
He hit that. No, I believe. Yeah, he hit that. He hit it. What else? What else he got? This is a church song. I believe I can fly, but it's another one. Dang, it's another one. It's
Trading My Life.
Man.
Now.
Am I turning the church out?
Man, now y'all know, if y'all haven't heard that song, go listen. I know we're not promoting, but I believe R. Kelly's father was a pastor or something like that, and he
grandfather
was a pastor, and this man got this song called "Trading My Life," and I heard it, you know, I heard it like a long time ago, but I really wasn't thinking about it, you know, I was just like, oh, okay, whatever, but I heard it, I listened to it again, and I'm just like, wow, this dude took this song to church, you know what I'm saying? Like he really is a talented guy, you know what I'm saying? Like he you know, you could take these songs in the church and you could be up there praise dancing. They had praise dances back in the day, you know. They still do that sometimes, but yeah, I believe I could fly with a hit. Trading My Life with a hit. You know, it's crazy, man. So, you know, again, we hope he gets his stuff together while he served these 30 years behind bars. And, you know, let it be a well lesson learned. I mean, I think he's going to get out when he's like, what, 80, almost 80 years old?
He ain't got no chance to get out. He might. I mean, if he makes it that far.
If he makes it out. Yeah.
Right, if he makes it out that far. But 30 years and he's not going to – I mean, he might be able to appeal it, but he's not getting out. Not after what this young lady just said in court and testified in court, that video, that was her on the video. He's not getting out of jail. So, you know, it's sad for all the ladies. Not sad for R. Kelly. It's sad for all of the ladies that had to endure this type of treatment from him. On top of that, it's sad for all the ladies who have families that didn't truly support them the way they needed to be supported. Because at the end of the day, you got a lot of parents who, mamas and daddies, who sent their children to be with R. Kelly, knowing good and well that there was potentially a case of misconduct sexually with an underage minor, and that was Aaliyah. Even if it was potential, would you have two? T. Smiley, you have two beautiful daughters. Would you? I'm sure one of them can sing. You can sing. I'm sure they can sing. If you find out they have talent, and you know R. Kelly's coming to town, and he's looking for young artists, are you knowing? Before this case that happened just now, but knowing that Aaliyah, the whole Aaliyah situation, going back to the Aaliyah situation, knowing that was there, knowing about the case from 2018 with the alleged sex tape that went out, and we knew that was R. Kelly's side, back, head, and everything else. That's not your brother. Y'all look different. No, it's not. Let's keep it real. They look similar. Although, would you send both of your two beautiful daughters down to talk to Ara? The kale.
Ain't no way in the world. Like, ain't no way possible. I don't care how much money you try to offer my daughters or myself, there will be no way in H-E-double hockey sticks that would be allowed, you know. No, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. Yeah, to your point blank, we ain't doing that. Ain't nothing else to talk about.
You know, you're right about that. Ain't nothing else to talk about, to your point blank. So for the parents that sent their children to be with this pedophile, what is the state and the law and the judges and all of these prosecutors doing about them? And for all of those people that were around R. Kelly that decided to that this was okay to sit back and watch this whole situation happen, because if he did have a dungeon with these girls in these rooms, like, what is going on with these people that are around you that ain't nobody saying nothing and this is okay? Because I guarantee you the girls in there were underage, some of them. Some of them were overage, but still, we got them locked up in dungeons. They can't go nowhere. They can't do nothing. They got to ask you to go to the bathroom. They got to ask you to eat. They got to ask you to come out, allegedly, of these dungeon rooms. Come on now.
You know, I would think that, you know, since they weren't saying that, and I know most of them probably was guys that was guys that was actually, you know, seeing all this. Hopefully their mindset wasn't, you know, maybe, you know, if I do this, maybe I can get one of them, you know what I'm saying, or whatever the case may be, which is sick. That's why they need to look into this stuff, because you never know the mindset of people.
You don't, and it could have been money, too. Yeah, maybe I can give me a little piece of that pie, quote-unquote, a piece of that cookie that Kale's got, but I could also give me a piece of the money, the piece of the pie, too. They might have been a double thing. They might have won, but I don't know if Kales was actually sharing his women like that. I don't know. But what I do know is those people that were hanging around him for money and clout, because you know they got to be part of the famous crew with R. Kelly.
You know, one last thing I want to talk about before we end this R. Kelly situation stuff. I seen a video of him saying how he had a crush on his mom, and he was talking about, you know, all the things she would do for him and stuff like that. And he was saying, you know, he said at one point he asked his mom to marry him. Now, I love my mama to death, and I was a mama's boy. But ain't no way in the world I would be sick enough to say some, oh, I want to marry you, or will you marry me type stuff because you're so in love with your mom. What do you think about that?
Ooh. You know, what's crazy is, and I just have to be honest, as a young girl growing up, I was literally in love with my dad. I thought he was so amazing. I was not in love with him where I wanted to marry him, in love with him. But I was like, I thought my dad was like the greatest thing ever. And I wanted to be like him. I wanted to be like him. I wanted to find a husband that was like him, so on and so forth. You know, I just thought my dad was the most amazing thing in the world. I don't know if that is, you know, because I would have said that, man, I was in love with my dad, and you know, I don't want to get judged for saying that. I was in love with my dad. I love my dad more than anything. I don't know if he said it in a sexual way or if he was saying it the same way I was saying it. That love was so deep that you know, it was an in love kind of situation. I don't think there's anything wrong with being in love with your parents. But when the sexual connotation comes in, the sexual thought, that's different. I didn't think about having sex with my dad. Now, that's disgusting.
You know, I seen somebody else that was dancing with their mom, a well-known artist that was dancing with their mom. I'm talking about like you would dance with
say his name.
Like you would dance with a chick in the club. He was dancing with his mom like that and was trying to get all on her, man. I'm just thinking, you know, that's nasty, first of all.
Didn't he slap her on the booty or something? Like, kiss her in the mouth or something like that?
Yeah, he kissed her in the mouth. And I'm just like, come on, bro. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
It ain't enough drugs in the world to have me kissing my mama or my daddy in the mouth. It just ain't going to work. I'm sorry. My lips don't move like that.
Listen, man. Oh, my gosh. All right.
Listen, I guarantee you everybody who's tuned into the show right now, just imagine kissing their parents. Seriously, I guarantee you that's how our brains operate. We just imagined kissing our parent, and now you know how disgusting that is. So why in the world he would have done it? What was that rapper's name? Kodak Black. Kodak Black. And y'all know Kodak Black crazy. But the boy kissed his mama in the mouth. First of all, he was rubbing all up on her. They were dancing on the dance floor, and he was rubbing all up on her, and they were making it look like it was normal and natural. And then all of a sudden, he globbed her down. And we were all looking like, what just happened? Is it real? Is it fake? Is that a clone? Can't be really Kodak Black and his real mama. Maybe that's his godmama, but that's still nasty. Like, we just couldn't understand what was going on. But, yeah, that was his mama that he kissed in the mouth. Disgusting.
Disgusting. With that being said, man, I want to thank everybody that tuned in today. Listen, we are towards the end of our show, man, and right, it's yeah. been It's crazy. This first show back, and we just been talking. It's been fun, man. It's been fun hanging out in the studio with Miss Kia D. You know, myself. You know what I'm saying? We coming back. We're coming back. I'll be back again next Saturday, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. I believe we have a lineup of interviews that we're going to have for the rest of this month leading into September. So y'all stay tuned. Y'all stay tuned as we dive in these interviews and learn about some new artists, some new people out here that's actually doing things, you know what I mean? Like, it's amazing to have this platform to be able to share other people's talent, other people's story. It's amazing. It's amazing. So I thank everybody for tuning in to the K Radio show on today. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for just being a part of the K Radio show. Ms. Kia D, I know you have a few things you want to say.
I did, really quickly. So make sure, first of all, thank you for tuning in to the K Radio show tonight. This is super fabulous today, this morning. I said tonight, didn't I? Boy, I tell you. So we do have, on this Monday night, we have Ellison Kendrick, who will be hanging out with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we've got artists coming up next Saturday also. That's going to be a lot of fun, so we want to make sure y'all are tuned in to the Cave Radio show every single Saturday. Tune in on tomorrow as well. We've got shows lined up starting at 10 a.m., 7 p.m., and then 9 p.m. It's going to be an epic day tomorrow, Monday night at 8 p.m., Wednesday night at 8 p.m., Tuesday at 4, then back here on Saturday for the Cave Radio show. So we want y'all to come hang out with us. We also want you to check us out on all of our social media platforms, okay? Now, listen. This is big right here. I need y'all to go to YouTube right now. When you get to YouTube, I need you to look up We Talk Radio Network. That is two words, We Talk Radio Network. Listen, when you do that, you will find the incredible We Talk Radio YouTube page. And I want you to hit subscribe. I want you to like our channel. Like our, videos and all that stuff. And then make a comment, leave a comment, hit that notification bell so you will always be updated whenever we post a new video. I do not want you to miss out on a thing because it is going down. I'm super duper excited about it. I can't wait. Now, coming up again next week, an epic lineup. I was actually trying to find my lineup for next week, but I can't find it. So it's all good, whatever. Y'all just tune in. We got guests all week next week, and it's going down. What else do we have? Anything else coming up? We got our wedding coming up, January 15th, y'all. That's my birthday. And we are getting married on my birthday. So I am super duper excited about that, like for real, for real. So shout out to my cousin Brad who's tuned in today. I appreciate you for listening. And he loves the Cave Radio show. He loves We Talk Radio Network. So he tunes in all the time. Brad, y'all got to be at the wedding. This is going to be epic. January 15th. I'm going to make sure you get your invitation. We have not done invitations yet. We have literally been slow to do everything for some reason. We've just been enjoying the process, you know what I mean, and not trying to stress out. But we're going to get invitations sent out to everybody, and we're really excited about it. T-Smile, are you excited?
I'm excited. I'm excited. Listen, another thing, I want y'all to go to WeTalkRadio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Boom!
Put your email in there so you can get all the updated notifications, as well as you'll be able to go in there and see the proposal. The proposal, we posted that video, and it's on WeTalkRadio.com. You guys will be able to see that that moment between myself and Ms. Kia D. And we will, you know, as she said, January 15th, it's the wedding date, also her birthday. So with that being said, y'all pray for me. Y'all pray for me. So that means I got to get two gifts. Uh-huh. She didn't think I was going there. I got to get two gifts. But you know, I told them that's fine because you know we celebrate. We got to give gifts, fellas. We got to give gifts all throughout the year. I just asked for my 2 days, my 2 days. That's all I want is my 2 days, and that is Father's Day and my birthday. You know what I mean? So as long as we can do that, hey, listen, happy wife, happy life. But that being said, guys, thank y'all for tuning in to the K Radio show with your boy T Smiley. As we always do, we pray out. We pray on every shows. Even though we be talking about some crazy stuff sometimes, you know, we always give God the honor and the glory. So as we get ready to leave today, Before we leave, I know I have some Arkansas family that's tuned in. I seen the 870 pop up, so I was like, oh, okay, we got some hometown family here. So I don't know if they want to talk, say hello, or whatever the case may be. Matter of fact, I don't even know who it is. All I know is the 870 number. So what I'm going to do real quick, I'm going to bring them on just to say hello. So caller with the last four digits, 5649, you are live with your boy T. Smiley. Who is this?
T. Smiley, this Chocolate Chuck, man. It's Chocolate Chuck.
Chocolate Chuck, what's up, man?
It's Chocolate Chuck, baby. What's going on, man?
What's up, man? Thank you for tuning in, my brother. You out there on the road?
No, man. I'm back home. About to take the boys go get a haircut, man.
That's what's up.
Yes.
Listen, y'all, we are live here on the Cave Radio Show, and I just want to say this is my cousin. This is my brother. I love him so much. This is Chocolate Drop or Chocolate Thunder. Or whatever.
Chocolate Thunder.
Hey man, this is my family right here. This is Killer Cam. This is Cameron. This is my cousin Cameron.
There you go.
I want to let everybody know that I was his best man at his wedding. We had some fun, and I'm looking for him to come on down to Dallas. He's gonna be here. I know he got some stuff up his sleeve. I gave him Miss
Kennedy's
phone number the other day. And they working on some stuff, and she won't even tell me nothing. So.
Oh, yes, sir. We got you, man.
I ain't saying nothing. Lip sealed. You got to show up to the wedding to figure out what's going on with that T. Smiley.
Exactly.
You got to show up that day.
Wow. Wow. But, yeah, man, hey, I just want to thank you for calling in, man. We had a good time on today. We was talking about R. Kelly, man. We were talking about the R. Kelly.
Okay.
You still listen to his music?
Well, I still listen to it to this day. On the road, hey, on my way back home yesterday, I was bumping Ignition. I bumped the whole Chocolate Factory.
you bumped the whole Chocolate Factory? Oh man.
The whole Chocolate Factory.
Hey, have you heard that song "Trading My Life" by him?
No, I don't think I heard that one.
Listen to that and tell me if you're gonna sing it in praise and worship next time you sing in praise and worship.
Not R. Kelly praise and worship. I don't know if you can mix that together, boy. I did listen to I Believe I Can Fly, boy, and it took me back, boy. I'm almost shedding a tear, boy.
See, that's how he gets you right there. That's how he locks you in with them words and stuff. You know
man,
what I mean?
I'm trying to tell you, boy, I feel so motivated after listening to that song. I said, you know what, boy, you reel me back in. You just reel me back in.
Wow.
Yes.
I believe I can fly.
Man, I took that to heart.
It's so inspirational.
I'm trying to tell you, boy. Hey,
you remember that song,
boy,
the world's
greatest? It makes one of them make moves. Oh yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Oh yeah, man. Uh huh. Yeah, when my back against the rope. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Uh huh. The world's greatest.
Yes, sir. Hey.
I'm the star up in the sky. Wow. Wow. Yeah,
I'm
man.
That mountain
peak. We were going down memory lane. We were going down memory lane, and it was, you know, we were just talking about, you know, the man got, the reality of it is he's facing 30 years. He's sentenced to 30 years, you know what I'm saying, for some stupid stuff, man, like, you got all that money, you got all that fame, and you want to mess with kids? I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I mean, he can have any woman in the world. He gave that
chose
up.
Chose a child.
Yeah, you know.
people have issues. People go through things. You know what I'm saying? At the end, we still gonna pray for the man. He still made hits.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But at the same time, you know, still gotta be held accountable for, you know, whatever.
My body.
Every action has a consequence, whether it's good or bad.
Yep, whether good or bad, man. But I sure appreciate you, man. Y'all, you say you finna take the boys to get a haircut?
Yes, sir. We about to pull up now. I'm about to get this crispy ball fade real quick, man.
Crispy ball fade. Listen, that's the only cut I've seen him in.
Hey,
crispy ball.
Once you start getting a little older and that hair starts shedding a little bit at the top, that's all you can get, boy. That ain't going completely bald. And I ain't going completely bald just yet. I'm going to wait for another 5 years for that. Yeah, I'm going to wait about another 5 years for that ball. So I just get the ball with the fade right now.
Well, that's what's up, man. Again, thank you for calling in, man. Y'all go in there and get your fresh cuts. I already know how you do it. So thanks again for calling in all the way from Arkansas.
Wait. Let's say hi to Fern.
What's up, Fern?
Good morning, Queen T. Smiley. Evening, everybody. Good morning, baby.
Listen, they done got back on R. Kelly's side again. I thought we had pulled them over to our side, Bernice, but somehow the lyrics and the songs and they going back to the love making, they remembering all that stuff. Listen, they tripping, man.
Say, it's okay, but still yet, you got to be held accountable.
Boom.
At the end of it all.
30 years. And I love R. Kelly. Let's not get it twisted. That's a black brother that I absolutely, you know, I love his music. I do. It's hard for me to detach myself. So, see, man, I understand your pain. I do. I get it. I feel you because it was hard for me to detach. But then I kept thinking about the sexual assault to all these young ladies. I was like, I just can't support it.
I can't do it no more, right? I can't support that. Real talk.
And people are divided. You know, it's like a COVID shot and a no COVID shot. If you got it, you know what I'm saying, then I can fuck with you. But if you ain't got the COVID shot, I can't mess that kind of thing. That's how people think. You know, it's like that.
That part.
If you like R. Kelly, oh, yeah, I can't fool with you no more. You know, that kind of stuff. Like, come on, man.
Right. But, you know, people are divided. In every thing, people are divided. People, we're all divided on some level. But the thing about being divided is about also not holding people up in their wrongdoing.
Right.
So
that's the problem, right. Because had he been held accountable like many years ago, we wouldn't have even heard 12 play. You know what I'm saying? Like he would have been held accountable before stuff even happened. You know what I'm saying? So that's just like Bo Schmo on the street. You know, we're going to support him. If he out here molesting these young girls, no, we ain't going to support him. We're going to throw him in the prison where he belongs. So I don't want to, you know, being a victim of sexual assault myself, I can understand, you know, why a lot of people don't support, you know, him. He is a man, but he is the music as well. Like, he's attached to that. How do you detach, you know what I'm saying, from that? You know what I mean?
It's easy. Being a victim also of sexual assault, it's easy. It's easy for me.
I know that's what I'm saying. It's easy, but I get it why people can't detach, you know what I'm saying, because they don't understand.
Yes, exactly. You know, for someone who's never been through it, sexual assault, on the outside looking in, they can tell you, oh, I can only imagine. No, you can't. You can't not imagine the level of damage that it does to a person. It doesn't matter if you're a woman or a man. It does not matter. It takes something from you. And it takes something from you that you never get back. You never heal, completely heal from something like that, because what it does is it alters your life, changes your choices. Some people from sexual assault, abuse, don't always make good choices after that happens. They fall, as most people say, far, far on the left side by the wayside. Not everybody keep their sanity from that. You have people who are on medication for the rest of their life. They suffer from depression. They have committed suicide from sexual assault. Everybody's mind stay intact. Their mind is not that strong. Not everybody. Some of us who have survived that, and like me and Kia D, able to talk about it openly, that's because we have found forgiveness in our hearts, because that's where it starts. You don't forgive that person for them. You forgive that person for you so you can start healing, because as long as you're holding on to it and allowing your mind to think about only that on an everyday basis, it's going to take you down. So you have to forgive. Not only you have to forgive that person, you have to forgive yourself for all those thoughts that went through your head that was not godly-like, that was harming you more than anybody, because I guarantee you, the person that did it to you, they sleep good every night, and you're having nightmares.
Wow.
And that's real talk from experience. That means that you are allowing that person to have too much power over you. They control you, and they are not even close to you. So you got to take that power back. Cannot allow a person to have that much power over your life, because they didn't die for your sin. They just another filthy rag just like you and everybody else. When you do that, you forgive, you start to heal. And upon healing, that's when you can make it through. You can push through those stormy days. You'll be able to talk about it. When I talk about it, I'm not complaining. I don't want you to feel sorry for me, because I'm not a victim. I'm a survivor. I survived. I made it when a lot of people didn't make it. I'm not complaining. I'm just sharing my testimony. It's not even my testimony. It's God's testimony, because he pulled me through. Now, I didn't mean to get on here and get the preaching or anything like that, but it just came out, and I guess somebody who's listening needs to hear this. It's not something that you just get over. So when people tell me I can imagine, no, baby, you can't. You can't imagine being a three-year-old going through torture like that. Baby, you can't. You cannot. So,
and nobody can turn to
being sympathetic, feeling sorry for me. I don't need that, baby. I'm good. I'm still standing. Nobody has power over me but God. And when you know that, you know that, you know that, you will make it through those stormy days. I'm not saying here and there you won't have a hiccup, and you might think back, but it won't take you down. It won't take you up.
Won't take you down.
You will be able to just brush it off and be like, yeah, but I'm still standing. That was then. Telling God's testimony on how he pulled me through. So whoever this message is for out there who's listening, God got you. You got to believe. You got to know that you know that you know And you have to surround yourself around positive people, people who don't feel sorry for you, but those people who will encourage you to keep pushing and keep doing what you're doing. I'm just saying, whoever that's for, call me.
Booyah.
Need me call?
Wow. Wow. That's awesome. Whoever that's for, she spoke something to somebody. And so with that being said, we're going to pray. We're going to pray. And we want y'all to meet us back here on next Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time with your boy T. Smiley. Let's go up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for our life, health, and strength, God. And God, before we ask for anything, God, we ask that you just forgive us of all our sins, God. Forgive us of the sins that we know of and those that we don't know of, God. We ask that you just renew in us a new heart and a new spirit, God. We ask that you just be with us, continue to be with us every day as we go throughout these days, God, going to work, God, traveling up and down the dangerous highways. We ask that you just cover us, God, to keep us in your will, God. Be with us, each and every one of us, everyone that's on the show, God, everyone that's listening, God, if they're on the internet, if they're on live, on the phone, God. We ask that you just cover them, God. Give them a mind of peace. Give them a spirit of encouragement, God. Give them the boldness, God, to do your will and to speak those things that you have us to speak, God. And, God, we ask that you just keep us constantly in your will and your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right. We thank y'all for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network, the Cave Radio Show. Listen, we're gonna always pray. Just remember that. So if you don't come to do nothing but just stay with us and listen to the prayer, we thank you for doing that. So we're gonna be out of here, and we'll catch y'all next weekend. Y'all have a good day.
See y'all tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Peace out.
See you tomorrow. Bye bye.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.